Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Brothers and Sisters of Byland Crescent, Cowgill Family Saga, Book 1, written by Bill Kitson and read by Nathaniel Priestley. Chapter 1. Albert Cowgill was in wool. Not only was he in wool, he was extremely successful in wool. By the tender age of 23, he had become a partner in one of the biggest wool merchants in Bradford, a major supplier to the West Riding woolen and worsted industries. Queen Victoria ruled an empire, and in Britain, the Industrial Revolution was at its height. The textile industry was one of the powerhouses that fueled the booming economy. Ambition was Albert's spur. Ambition which stemmed from fear. Fear of the poverty he had endured through childhood. Born to a weaver whose wife had produced 11 children in 15 years, Albert had been one of only six who had lived to celebrate their second birthday. His early experience had been of squalor in surroundings cramped beyond belief. Hovel is the best description of the cottage in which Albert was born. A rudimentary curtain strung across the room in a vain attempt to create an illusion of privacy divided the bedroom. Here, children were conceived, birthed, and, far too often, nursed through their final illness. Lacking proper medicines, diet, sanitation, and living conditions, any number of highly contagious illnesses could prove fatal. The downstairs room was as multifunctional as the bedroom, for in it, the daily tasks of cooking, eating, and living were conducted. And there had been no room to swing a cat, but that did not matter. If a weaver's pittance could not feed and house a family properly, a cat was a luxury they certainly could not afford. Luck was with young Albert Cowgill. Luck, if it could be called thus, in that he was the eldest of the family. Luck in that he grew and matured rapidly. Luck in that as he grew stronger, he became determined to escape the environment that caused his younger siblings to die of one ailment or another. Albert was a thinker and a planner. He was also very observant. Early on, he saw that others did not live as he and his family lived. There was a better way. Albert resolved never to enter the weaving shed where his father toiled long and arduously for a pathetically small reward. This determination led to a confrontation with his father. Albert, at 14 years old, calmly announced over the tea table that he had got a job. "What sort of a job?" his father asked. "I'm going to be a sorter," Albert said quietly. There was an instant outcry. To Sol Cowgill, it seemed dreadful that his son had taken this step. Weaving was a skilled job, but wool sorting was not only tedious, unskilled, and backbreaking work, but it carried an element of risk into the bargain. Anthrax was not uncommon, and, untreated, usually led to a painful and almost inevitable death. Angrily, the man and young boy faced each other, watched in fearful silence by Albert's mother, his brother and sisters.
"Not bloody likely," Saul roared. "You'll go into shed same as me. Sorting's the worst job in Bradford, fit for nought but scum."